Hello?
Hi, my name is Carlos, calling from Arizona Pain Surveys. How are you doing today?
Good. Who was this from?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Carlos, and I'm from Arizona Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, ma'am. You want to help me out today?
Sure. Is it a long survey?
No, ma'am. It's not going to take that long.
Okay, sure.
Are you Marisa Ortiz?
Yes.
Now, ma'am, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote, ma'am?
Definitely.
And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask for your race? White, African, Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is your age, ma'am?
21.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, where you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Is progressive like democratic, kind of?
Yeah, you can say.
Yeah, that one.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed, ma'am?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have the focus on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use a number from 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the first thing is protecting abortion and reproductive rights. 0, not at all, 5, somewhat important, and 10, most important.
10.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
7.
Okay. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Making housing more affordable.
10.
Do you approve or disapprove the way your body's doing the job as president? So will you say strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please tell me, okay?
Okay.
The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
50 is, like, somewhat favorable?
50 means warm or cold, but it's, like, neutral.
Yeah, 50.
Joe Biden.
Like 70.
70?
Mm-hmm.
Republicans in Congress.
Like a 30.
Okay. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should focus on. For each, I want you to rate a scale from 0 to 10, how important that issue is for you, the FDA should focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is important at all. You can use a number from 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
10.
Preventing underage tobacco use.
Like 7?
A 7?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you. Banning different tobacco products for adults.
So 7.
Removing illegal Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
10.
It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 over? Do you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 or over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
Strongly support.
Thank you, ma'am. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 or older brings more benefit or more harm to your community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, much more harm.
Somewhat more benefit.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 or older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Thank you, ma'am. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus on? Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You can say or between, okay?
Okay.
Now, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes, switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. And the other one is prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco product most or product cost per dose. Which one do you prefer?
The first one.
First one?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like to read you some of the things that people say will come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me concerned you are about that outcome, okay?
Okay.
An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this issue?
Not concerned.
Not at all concerned?
Mm-hmm.
Now, more dangerous products flooding the market has illegal cigarettes entered the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind.
Somewhat concerned?
Okay. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales.
Somewhat concerned?
Thank you. Okay, ma'am, I really appreciate your time here, and we're almost done, okay? We're at 75%, okay?
Okay.
Now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you don't agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
Now, the first statement is, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white population occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why the disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might have never returned from.
0 to 10, ma'am.
10 was, what were the ratings again?
Yes. 0, do not agree at all. 5, somewhat agree. 10, strongly agreed.
7.
A 7?
Mm-hmm.
Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on the smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. 1 to 10.
6.
6? Today, adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions and other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. 0 to 10, ma'am.
A 6.
A 6?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their mind. So now let me ask you again. It is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 or over? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
Somewhat support.
And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 or over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
Somewhat oppose.
Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 or older brings more benefit or more harm to your community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, much more harm.
Somewhat more benefits.
And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who you vote for? Much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, much less willing, or have no impact at all?
No impact.
No impact?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Coffee?
Coffee, yes.
Soda pop?
No.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Wine?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Beer?
No.
Thank you. So I'm going to switch gears a little bit here, okay?
Okay.
The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. So what is the last year of schooling that you've completed?
I'm currently a senior in college.
Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner. Single?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No. Oh, yes, but they're not my children.
Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class.
Thank you. Are you or is any member in your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. How will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
and they identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay, ma'am, you have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to say again. Got one, bro.